I'm just talking about my son, my 21-year-old son, Marnie. He did paint his nails when he was playing baseball, so the pitcher could see the calls from his fingers,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
But I saw one painted nail the other day. I thought, what has he been up to? He's been watching David Beckham's show. Dave paints his nails.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
So do a lot of men.
Well, when I get my nails done, there's lots of guys that come in and either get their nails done or they actually get their feet done too. They sit in the massage chair.
I don't care if men paint their nails. Steve's in Pine Mountain. Should men paint their nails, Steve?
No, definitely. Why not, mate? It adds a bit of flavour when you're chewing your fingernails. <get old.
laughs> It's just a true thing.
That could be the case.
And you can, Donna's in Gatton. Scratch yourself better there too.
Donna, should men paint their nails?
No.
Okay.
It depends how feminine you are, I suppose.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether that has anything to with femininity. I mean, my son's a very masculine type person.
But you got this big muscly dude and with pink fingernails. It doesn't look right.
Okay. Each to their own.
You've got to go with a neutral colour so it matches everything, see?
Now, look, the first time I ever heard of a hand model, Marnie, was on Seinfeld.
George has become a hand model.
There you go. Yeah. Look. When you look at jewellery and rings and things like that, they're hand models. They use them in advertising campaigns. It's like a normal modelling agency. There's a whole... Right. Well, now there would be a whole section for hand models, legs, feet, butts, the whole thing.
Really?
Yes.
Australia's hand supermodel on the line with us by me and crew CEO and co-founder Pamela Yip. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, you're weighing in on should men paint their nails. Should they?
Yeah. So I think the very surprising thing is about 3 years ago, we started by me and crew and started posting TikToks just to think we were educating women about semi-cured gel stickers because it was just so new in Australia. We were the first to do it. And so a lot of our customers were females. And just where, you know, of course, like the pink colors, like the lady mentioned before, we were selling a lot of that. But then in the recent 3 years, about 2 out of 50 of our orders are now starting to become men. And they're actually wearing the black, clear, and like a very dark army green color, which was very interesting.
Right.
For us. It was about a 3,000% increase. In search for men nails.
Okay. So tell me, hang on firstly about these. What are they? They're stick-on nails, yeah, like the gel nails. So these, I'm pretty sure I've seen these on TikTok, so you kind of stick them on and you push it down over your nail and it's almost like they're perfectly done, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So pretty much just imagine like the salon gels that you get, but we've turned it into a sticker that you can do it yourself at home for like a third of the price, half the time, and just super easy to remove damage.
And that's me, because to make an appointment to get my nail... Well, I don't like sitting there, because I've got a million things to do, and then I'm trying to message people.
Yes.
I'm trying to do emails, and they're like, oh, can you give me your other hand? And I'm trying to work with one hand or the other while I work, because I'm sitting there for an hour. Do they have... I know, right, who's got that? Who's got that time? Is it hard? Are they hard, though? So I'm just getting a quick lesson here. Are they hard, like either gel...
It's exactly like your gel, but they're HEMA-free, and it's actually easy to remove yourself at home, so you don't have to, like, chew it off.
I can do that.
I've just looked at some of the figures here, and it's saying 72% believe toxic masculinity, and I don't believe in this toxic masculinity. I believe there's masculinity preventing men from attending nail salons. Now...
Yeah, well, that's men thinking that they shouldn't be in there and, I need to be a certain way.
Well, maybe they just don't want to be in there.
No, and that's fine. They don't have to.
I prefer to go to a barber and get my hair cut.
Well, then maybe barbers should offer a nail service for men in there too, so you feel okay with that. So,
well, I don't think it's about feeling okay. I just think if you want to do it, you do it.
Well, of course.
But I think there's a lot to do with anything being toxic?
Well, it's a lot of stigma around how you should and shouldn't feel. That's what we're talking about here, Pam, isn't it? It's like, I think, as a male or female, whatever, you should feel however you want and be okay with that. No one should tell you otherwise.
Yeah. So the reason we were talking about the manicures and salons was over COVID, what happened was guys were starting to get into self-care. Like our following went from no men following us to now 17% on our TikTok following, which is like 300,000 people are actually a lot of younger men and Gen Z. So it is the stigma around they wouldn't want to go into the salon, and they've actually gone to us to buy the gel nail sticker so they can do it themselves at home with no one ever questioning or asking them why they're there.
Well, gel nails are a bit like having fake tattoos, really, isn't it? you know.
Yeah, that's the tradie we had that you, on our Instagram. We asked the tradie to kind of like wear our nails at more so to also test that they can be on site on a construction.
Yeah.
And still have them on after 2 weeks.
Okay. Really?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
I'm just looking at your hands. Now, you're a hand supermodel. First time I heard about that was in Seinfeld.
George has become a hand model.
You're one. And you've got beautiful pink nails. What makes you a hand supermodel?
Yeah, it was actually because I started TikTok, like I mentioned, about 3 years ago, thinking I was just educating customers about it. And then 300 million views later, we became the most viral product of Australia.
Wow.
There you go,
that's
mate.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's, that is awesome.
Well, thank you. Where can people check you out?
Well, we can head over to buymeandcrew.com and we'll ship anywhere for Australia for free.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Pamela.
Awesome. Thank you so much.